For our scripture reading this morning, turn in your Bibles to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thus far we read God's holy word. May God bless his word to our hearts. For our text this morning, we consider verse 1 of this psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Beloved of the Lord, David was a shepherd. He was a shepherd already in the early days of his youth. When Samuel came to the house of Jesse, that God might show him the next king of Israel, David was not even at the house with his other brothers. He was out in the field tending the sheep. He learned much about what it meant to be a shepherd. He learned how to find water and food for the sheep. He learned how to protect them from their enemies. The mountain lion, the bear, the wolf. He became very skillful in the use of the sling. We are told that he even slew a lion and a bear. David learned the character of the sheep. He learned what the sheep needed. He saw to it that the sheep had rest and peace. When David became the king of Israel, things did not change that much. He continued to be a shepherd, for a king is the shepherd of his people. All that David learned tending the sheep, he used in shepherding the flock of God. He took care of God's people. He watched over them. He protected them from their enemies. He saw to it that they had the necessities of life. He gave them peace and rest. Thus, God prepared David to write this psalm. David knew exactly what he was saying when he wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd." What he had been for his father's sheep and the people of Israel, God was for him. In his life, from the time of his youth until the time of his death, he experienced God as his shepherd. God led him. God provided for him. God watched over him. God protected him. God gave him a life of peace and rest. not only physically, but especially spiritually. The Lord was his shepherd indeed. Now, beloved, this morning, that is the message that we must find in this text. We must, through this Word of God, be able to say from our hearts, with all sincerity, the Lord is my shepherd. We must believe that God takes care of us, that God leads us, that God feeds us, that God protects us, that the life that He gives us is a life of peace and rest. With that in mind, let us consider this text under the theme, Jehovah, my shepherd. Notice, first of all, the meaning, secondly, the manner, and thirdly, the result. We read in the text, the Lord is my shepherd. You notice that in the King James Version, the word Lord is in capital letters. That means that this is a translation of the Hebrew word Jehovah. Jehovah is my shepherd. Jehovah is your shepherd. Jehovah is the shepherd of all of his elect people. There are some very beautiful passages in Scripture that teach this truth. In Psalm 80, verse 1, we read this. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubim, shine forth. Jehovah, our shepherd, shines forth. He leads us. Isaiah 40, verse 11. He that feedeth his flock like a shepherd, he shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. There you have an expression of the tenderness with which Jehovah leads us. He picks us up and carries us in his arms. Ezekiel 34, verse 12. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. Jehovah, our shepherd, seeks us out and finds us. Aren't these passages beautiful? Indeed, Jehovah is our shepherd. Jehovah is our shepherd in and through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Bible also teaches us that Jesus Christ is our shepherd. Jesus himself says in John 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. This does not mean that we have two shepherds, Jehovah and Jesus. Rather, this means that Jehovah is our shepherd in and through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Jehovah's salvation. He is the revelation of the triune God. In Jesus Christ is all that belongs to Jehovah. In Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus reveals Jehovah to us as our shepherd. If one has Jesus as his shepherd, then he has Jehovah as his shepherd. In fact, we can have Jehovah as our shepherd only by having Jesus as our shepherd. That Jehovah is our shepherd is really an amazing thing. Just think about that for a moment. What condescension that the Almighty God should assume the office and the character of a lowly shepherd. Think of who Jehovah is. He is the I am that I am. He is not the I was or the I will be, but He is the I am. He is infinite, not bound to space or time. He is eternal. He has no beginning and no ending. He is omnipresent everywhere at the same time. He is the self-sufficient one who doesn't need anything or anybody. All that he needs, he has within his own divine being. He is unchangeable. He never grows old. He never increases or decreases. He is always the same. He is omnipotent. He has all the power. There is no power outside of his power. He is omniscient. He knows everything. Knows everything about himself. He knows everything about you and me. He is sovereign. He is the Lord of all. He is the ruler of this world. He is the Most High God. Of Him we read in Psalm 47, "For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great King over all the earth. For God is the King of all the earth. He reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of His holiness." In the light of that greatness of Jehovah, what an utterly amazing thing that He should condescend, come down to be a lowly shepherd in Jesus Christ. Jehovah God, the Almighty, came down and became one of us. And in doing so, He was the shepherd who went out into the howling wilderness to find His lost sheep. That is truly amazing. That Jehovah is our shepherd means that we belong to Him. We are His sheep. We are His people. In Psalm 100, verse 3, the psalmist says, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." We are the sheep that are out there grazing in Jehovah's pasture. We are the people that He has chosen to be His, the people whom He has made, not just physically, but spiritually. We are the people whom He saves from sin, Satan, death, and hell. And we are His sheep not because we deserve to be, not because of anything that we have done. We are His sheep because we have been bought. with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Thus that we are the sheep of Jehovah and He our shepherd means that He loves us. We are loved by Jehovah. The name shepherd is a name of endearment. Like king, the name king, it refers to someone who leads, who guides, who rules, someone who has authority. But unlike the word king, it also conveys the idea of tenderness and of care. It reminds us that Jehovah also has such attributes as love, mercy, grace, goodness. That God looks upon us with a shining face. He loves us with an everlasting love. In Jeremiah 31, we read, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." The Lord says, Jehovah Himself says, "I love you. I have loved you everlastingly." In His great love, He is gracious to us. He looks upon us in favor. He is merciful and compassionate to us. He pities us in our sin and our misery. He feels for us in all of our wretchedness. He is good. He is kind. Daily He showers us with His loving kindness. That's a shepherd. A shepherd is not hard and cruel toward his sheep. He's tender and he's kind to the sheep. He loves his sheep. He's good to his sheep. He gathers the lambs, carries them in his bosom, and he gently leads those that are with young. Notice that when David says, "The Lord is my shepherd," he is not talking abstractly, but that this is a personal confession of David. Jehovah is my shepherd. He does not say Jehovah is the shepherd of Israel. He does not say Jehovah is the shepherd of all of His elect people. No. He says Jehovah is my shepherd. In fact, that's very emphatic in the text. There is no verb. We simply read, "Jehovah, my shepherd." That ought to be our experience. As God's people, as those who profess faith in Jesus Christ, we ought to be able to say, "Jehovah is my shepherd." Because we have experienced His love, His grace, His mercy, His goodness. We ought to be able to say, "Oh, my shepherd is so good to me. I don't deserve it. Yet He takes care of me. He picks me up in His arms. He holds me close to Him in His bosom.
He carries me.
Can you say that? Can you say with all sincerity, Jehovah is my shepherd? David does not stop with that declaration, however. He goes on to say, I shall not want, because Jehovah is his shepherd. He can also say, I shall not want. What a simple statement. And yet, how profound. The world is filled with all kinds of wants. Everybody wants something. The poor want to be rich. The rich want to be richer. People want houses. They want cars. They want beautiful clothes. They want all kinds of gadgets. People want fun and happiness. People want contentment and peace. People want honor and glory. The wants of the world go on and on and on. The world is never satisfied. The world is like the leech that wants to suck more and more and more blood and never gets enough. In Proverbs 30, verses 15 and 16, we read, the horse leech hath two daughters crying, give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied, yea, four things that say not, it is enough. The grave, the barren woman, the earth that is not filled with water, and the fire that saith not, it is enough. The world is filled with such wants that it is like the grave that never gets enough of the dead. Or a woman who is barren that longs to have a baby. Or a desert that will suck up the water that you pour into it. It is so thirsty. Or a fire that burns and burns and can burn half a forest, and it still does not say that's enough. But look at David. Because Jehovah is his shepherd, he can say, I shall not want. He lacks nothing. He has everything that he needs. Do you believe that? Do you believe that we who are God's people truly lack nothing? That is the testimony of Holy Scripture. In Psalm 34, verse 9, we read, O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Holy Scripture declares to us that anyone who truly fears God doesn't have any wants. Psalm 84, verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. The Lord is like a shining sun that gives light. He doesn't withhold anything from us that is good. Romans 8, verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things. When you think of the truth that God gave His Son for us, we could say gave His Son to us. His own precious Son. Then how could it be that He would ever withhold any good thing from us if He would give us and did give us His Son? Philippians 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Here we are not only told that God will supply all our needs, but we are told that God is rich. God doesn't have to search around and try to figure out how He's going to give us all that we need. He is so rich that He has plenty to give to all of His people. Our shepherd is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Without a doubt, every one of us who are God's elect people can say with David and mean it, Jehovah is my shepherd. I shall not want. That brings us to the question, in what way is Jehovah my shepherd? And why is it that I don't have any wants? We learn that in the remainder of this psalm. In this psalm, David explains what a shepherd does for his sheep. And in doing so, he explains to us how Jehovah is our shepherd, what Jehovah does as our shepherd. If you don't have your Bibles open, you might want to do that now so that you can follow along and see what each of these statements in this psalm mean and how they apply to our spiritual lives. First of all, let us notice that Jehovah, our shepherd, gives to us rest. Look at verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. The emphasis of this verse is not on eating and drinking, but it is upon a resting place. We could translate it this way. He will make me to lie down in grassy meadows. He will lead me beside waters of resting places. It was common for the shepherd to lead the sheep to many different places in order to try to find food and water for the sheep. Sometimes it was very difficult, and they would do a lot of traveling. The perspective of this verse is that now, after a morning of traveling, it's noon, and the flock is ready to settle down in a place where they can find rest. And so the shepherd finds a spot where there is a nice grassy meadow, not for grazing, but for resting. And this resting place is beside some water, perhaps a river, a lake, a brook, or even a well. But the idea is that after all of this walking, now the sheep can lie down and rest and be refreshed by the water of that place. And that is what Jehovah does for us. Jehovah gives us rest. The wicked have no rest. The wicked are always in turmoil. The wicked do not know what it means to have peace and contentment. But we who have Jehovah as our shepherd, we are given true rest. Rest from our weary life of sin. Rest from the misery of our sin. In our sin and misery, we have been wandering about, as it were. We are tired out. We are sick of the troubles and miseries that come from our sin. Our shepherd finds us a beautiful spot where we can lie down and rest. And that rest is found in Jehovah Himself. Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." All of Jehovah's sheep who are heavy laden with the burden of sin find spiritual rest in Jesus Christ, who has taken away the guilt of all of our sin. We have peace with God. We have the peace of God. The peace that passes all understanding. The psalmist adds in verse 3, "He restoreth my soul." The word restore here means to bring back. And it is used here in the sense of refresh. Our shepherd gives to us spiritual rest. And in that spiritual rest, we are refreshed. We are revitalized. We are strengthened spiritually. He, as it were, gives us a drink of cold water while we rest in Jesus Christ. Yea, Christ not only is our rest, but He is our refreshment. Jesus said to the woman at the well in John 4, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Our shepherd refreshes us with spiritual water, living water. For He has given us His Spirit who dwells within us, so that it is as if deep within our souls there is a fountain of water that springs up with everlasting life, that is continually refreshing us and strengthening us spiritually. Notice our shepherd is said to lead us to this resting place. We have a similar statement in verse 3. "He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake." one of the fundamental duties of a shepherd is to furnish guidance to the sheep. Sheep are dumb creatures. They don't know where they ought to go. A shepherd must lead them. A shepherd must show them where they are to go. Thus, sheep follow the shepherd. We are the same way. We are dumb sheep, spiritually, who do not know where to go. We, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to our own way. But we have a shepherd who guides us and shows us the way. Always. Always our shepherd is leading us and showing us the way. That's why a fundamental calling of a Christian is to follow. Follow Jesus. Jesus said to His disciples in Matthew 16, verse 24, "If any man will come after Me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Me." That's what we have to do. We have to follow Jesus Christ, our shepherd. He is our guide. He knows the way we are to go. And what is that way? Where is it that He leads us? He leads us in the way of righteousness. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness, the psalmist says. The wicked follow the path of evil. The road that the wicked are on is a broad way. It's the way that leads to destruction. But our shepherd leads us on an entirely different path. It's just a little path, a narrow path, like the path that the cows make when they walk through the pasture. It is the path that leads to everlasting life, the path of righteousness. Our shepherd gave His life for us, and in so doing, He perfectly loved God and perfectly obeyed the law of God. He walked that narrow little path without the slightest deviation. In so doing, He merited for us righteousness. That righteousness that was exhibited in His life and death is counted to be ours. It is imputed to us. Jehovah, our shepherd, declares that we are as righteous as Christ, as righteous as God. And that judicial righteousness manifests itself, shows itself in our life. Jehovah, by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, leads us to walk in righteousness. He gives us grace. He gives us the ability, the strength to seek His commandments, to serve Him, to love Him. Not perfectly, but the desire is there. For the sake of Christ, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Jesus is the name of Jehovah. He is the revelation of Jehovah. We are led in the path of righteousness for the sake of Jesus Christ, because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. Next, David reminds us that our shepherd protects us. Look at verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. In the late afternoon, sometimes the sheep would have to enter places that were dark, places that were filled with deep shadows. But sheep are timid creatures. They don't like to go into those dark, shadowy places. And they knew that sometimes in those dark places there were their enemies, the lion, the bear, the wolf. In our life too, sometimes we must walk through some dark places. The words shadow of death mean literally deep or dark shadows. Our lives can be filled with all kinds of troubles and afflictions. We face hardship and difficulty often. It's a part of the misery of our sin. Sin brings sickness. Sickness of ourselves, sickness of our loved ones. Sin brings accidents. Sin brings all kinds of trouble. Ultimately, sin brings death. Many times lurking in those deep shadows are our enemies. Sin, Satan, hell. Yea, much of our lives we are in danger of being devoured. So great, so deep is the darkness through which we must travel that, like the sheep, we are afraid. We fear what is going to happen to us. Will we make it through? Or will this be it? Even though the sheep hesitate to walk through the deep shadows, they do so. And they do so because they know one very important thing. The shepherd is with them. And the shepherd will take care of them. He has his rod and his staff. The staff was the shepherd's crook, the long stick with the curve at the end. With the shepherd's crook, he could catch the sheep around the neck and pull them out of dangerous places. The rod was a small but heavy club. It was reinforced with nails, and sometimes a ball of bitumen was hardened on the end of it so that it was like a rock. With the rod, the shepherd could strike the lion, the bear, the wolf, and hurt them, drive them away, or even kill them. Jehovah, our shepherd, is also with us when we pass through the deep shadows. He is there. He is there with the crook. He is there with the rod. So Sometimes it doesn't seem that way. Sometimes it seems that we are all alone. But that is not true. That is never true. Our shepherd is with us every moment of our lives. He never leaves us. He never abandons us. He is always there to catch us with the crook and keep us from falling off the precipice. He is always there with his club to beat the enemy that would destroy us. God says to us in Hebrews 13, verse 5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. We read in Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very pleasant help in trouble. No matter how great our enemies, no matter how fierce the battle, no matter how much it seems like we are about to be destroyed, God protects us and cares for us spiritually. That is our comfort. The psalmist says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The fact that God is there as our refuge and strength ought to comfort our hearts. We have to remember that Jehovah is sovereign. He's the Almighty. He can do anything. All the shadows are nothing in comparison to Him. He does not make the shadows go away, but He gets us through. He gives us the strength to bear up under all the afflictions and all the hardships. He gives us the strength to deal with sin properly, so that we do not have to fear. We ought not to fear. With our God-given faith, we must so believe that we do not fear. David meant it when he said it. I will fear no evil. Can you say that? Do you have such a conviction that Jehovah is your shepherd? Even when you pass through the dark shadows, that you can honestly say, I fear no evil. Next, David points out that the shepherd cares for his sheep by feeding them. Verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. The word that is translated table refers to a piece of leather on which food was set, or in this case, on which some grass was placed. On those days when the forage was scarce. While the lion, the bear, and the wolf looked on in hunger, the shepherd feeds his sheep. When the sheep would be foraging for grass, they would often scratch themselves, scratch their faces on branches and twigs and rocks and other such things. So at this time when the shepherd brings food to the sheep on this piece of leather, he would also take the opportunity to take some oil and put it on their faces in order that that oil might soothe and heal the scratches. He would also take some sort of vessel in which he could put water and bring water to the sheep who were unable to go to the drinking place themselves. Perhaps they were hurt or too young. The idea then is that of feeding the sheep, bringing them grass, bringing them water. Our shepherd feeds us spiritually. Our shepherd sets a table before us. Yea, he sets a table before us while our enemies look on in hunger. In Isaiah 25, verse 6, we read, "And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wine on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, and wine on the lees well refined." God sets before us a banquet. Not just a few crumbs, but God lays before us a feast for the food that He gives us for our spiritual life is His Word. Our spiritual food and drink is Jesus Christ Himself. But we receive Jesus Christ through the Word of God. Through reading and studying the Scriptures, through the preaching of Holy Scriptures, God nourishes our souls. The Word of God is indeed a banquet. The Scriptures are so full of spiritual nourishment that it is beyond compare. Thus we are commanded in 1 Peter 2, verse 2, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby." There's one thing about a newborn baby. It loves milk. It loves milk. We are to be like newborn babies. We have to crave the Word of God. That is the food and the drink of our souls. And it is through the feeding us this Word that our shepherd anoints us with oil. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, we read, "But the anointing which ye have received of Him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in Him." That's the Holy Spirit. The anointing that we receive is the Holy Spirit. When God feeds us His Word, then the Holy Spirit anoints us, as it were. It heals us, heals the scratches, heals the hurts. It soothes us. These are the things that Jehovah does for us as a shepherd, so that we have no wants. He gives us spiritual rest. He guides us in the paths of righteousness. He protects us, even though we walk through dark shadows. He feeds us.
by His Spirit and Word.
All of this brings a wonderful result. The result is given to us in verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the way our life is described as those who have Jehovah as our shepherd. Goodness and mercy follow us. Sometimes maybe you think that trouble and hardship is what is following you. Maybe you picture yourself like the little man in the cartoon with the cloud over his head, and everywhere he goes, that black rain cloud follows him. That's not our life. We must have the biblical perspective of our life. What follows us is God's goodness, His mercy. Everywhere we go, there, following us, is God's goodness and His mercy. Whatever happens to us, even when we're in the deep, dark shadows, is a manifestation of God's goodness and His mercy. Through everything that comes to us, Jehovah is being a shepherd to us. And is showing us His mercy and His goodness. And that is true not just one day, not just some days, but all the days of our life. Not just under certain circumstances, but under all circumstances. As long as we live, God is with us in His goodness and His mercy. There is not one day, where we can say, I don't know where God's goodness and mercy is. Indeed, words of Jesus are true. John 10, verse 10. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. We have the most abundant life because Jehovah, in and through Jesus Christ, is our shepherd. That blessed life is not only ours now, but it will be throughout all of eternity. The psalmist says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Right now we dwell in the house of the Lord, not because we're sitting in this church building, but because we, the people of God, are the dwelling place of God. We are the temple of God. God dwells in us. Wherever we go, God is there dwelling in us. We dwell in God's house, as it were. We have fellowship and friendship with God. But there is a day coming when we shall dwell in the house of our shepherd in perfection. And in glory. Psalm 73, verse 24, Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. All through this life, our shepherd is guiding us in perfect harmony with his counsel, with what he has planned for us. Until finally the time reaches when he receives us to himself in glory. When we enter into the new heavens and earth and dwell in the eternal kingdom of God with our shepherd forever. Not for 100 years. Not for 1,000 years. Not for 10,000 years. But forever. Forever. We will dwell in the house of the Lord. Forever. Our shepherd will lead us deeper and deeper into the joys of his blessed presence. Forever, he will feed us with his own precious being. Forever, we will bask in his shining face. Forever, we will experience his love, his goodness. Forever, we will know his peace. We will have true spiritual rest. It's all because Jehovah is our shepherd. Amen. Gracious God, our Father, we thank Thee that Thou art our shepherd. We thank Thee, Lord, that we shall not want, that Thou dost provide us with everything that we need, that Thou dost shower us with Thy love, Thy mercy, Thy goodness. Apply this word to our hearts, Lord, that we might believe it. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.